That's what it was this past weekend. It was just getting in the rhythm, understanding the you know where the flow was coming from, and understanding the reads and everything, and it went well.
You never want to go into a situation where you're taking another guy who's hurt, but if you're going to be the guy who gets the bulk of all the reps, how excited are you about that opportunity?
Oh, I'm excited. You know, you really can't tell right now, but inside I'm overly excited. But you know, I just have to, you know, just stay humble and continue to work hard. Just take advantage of my opportunities. I will get a lot of opportunities now. Just got to, you know, continue to work hard and continue to press on where RG left off.
Yes.
Well, it was a long time coming, and now it's here again. And just blessed with the opportunity to help lead this team again. I mean, if you can't tell, it's experience. It's all about experience and just understanding the scheme and watching film, studying your opponents. I'm very confident in understanding the scheme a lot better. Know what I have to do, you know, not to go back from last time, just staying healthy.
You got banged up as a rookie, right? After
right.
You had a couple starts, I think. Had you stayed healthy? What do you think? Any idea what you think would have happened?
Well, honestly, I don't play the what-if game. You know, it happened. It happened for a reason, and it made me stronger. Now I have my opportunity again, and I'm going to go from here. Well, once again, I'm going to go back to, you know, blocking because, you know, I block first and then run second. So just protecting A-Rod, that's gives me more pride than running the ball. But, you know, obviously got to step it up a notch in the running game and take over where Ryan Grant left off.
There was that draw. I think it went for like 18. That was a Aaron check to a run? Was that supposed to be a pass?
Well, no, it was a run. We just did some other things to it.
Okay. Changed something.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like at the point of getting hit that you're still able to ride out because of your low center of gravity?
You know, low center gravity, just short and stocky, able to take the hits. And like I said before, it's just getting in and working out, working them kinks out, and just staying healthy.
How much stronger are you physically than you were 3-4, whatever that was?
Well, a lot stronger, you know. Obviously gained some weight and lost some body fat, and just eating different and working out. And just staying healthy. That's what I, you know, didn't do my rookie year, was doing all the little things that I'm doing now.
And did you feel you were getting to the hole quicker the more carries you got? It just looked like there was some tentative stuff.
Well, yeah, it was just being comfortable, getting in the groove, being comfortable with everything, and that's basically it. It was just, you know, getting in the groove.
You're going to get a real opportunity now this week. How are you going to keep yourself grounded, you know, not playing that game before it gets here on Sunday?
Well, honestly, just continue to prepare the same way I always do. You know, just go in the meeting room, watch film, go out on the practice field, execute, and it all show Sunday.
Does anything change preparation-wise?
Pretty much everything's the same, but I'll just take more reps now. But, you know, basically everything's the same. Nothing really changed.
What do you think was your best run yesterday? Not necessarily in terms of how many yards, I know you had but in terms of either reading or losing a tackler or dragging a tackler?
We checked from a pass to a run, I'll say, and felt like that was my best run so far this year, going into this year, just breaking tackles.